And give and give and give and give again, Lord. you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here with myself, Pastor E. We're so excited to continue this journey. We are in that season, in that position of the battle. And remember, we talked about last week of not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness. And we found out and we discovered from the Word of God that it is nothing physical. It's just not the flesh and blood, nothing physical. Anything that is of this world is not in the equation concerning you being at war, concerning me being at war. It is a spiritual place that we must consistently stay protected. Learning to implement systems in our lives that we know what to do in the right place, the right time, instead of waiting on why did I let that happen? I'm at war. If I'm at war, I'm always ready. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus. And yes, our forum will continue to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives, whether in war or out of war, but constantly. And yes, we'll have a lot of mixed discussions on different subjects and topics about talking about Jesus. But we know that by talking about Jesus, the Bible says, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. That when we talk about Jesus, that our testimonies will incite and encourage others to want to go and to make disciples in all the lands. Oh, my God. Yes, no matter how sinful or broken you are right now, you say, that's not me. It can be you, because Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Jesus, all by himself, without anybody's assistance, is able to transform your life immediately. It doesn't matter if it's big sin, little sin. Sin is sin. And we preach that aloud from the mountaintop. Sin is sin. But the wages of sin, that's your payoff. The wages of sin is death. So Jesus is there waiting for you. Jesus is available for you. Now you must cross over into the accessible place where it means you are following Jesus. And oh my God, when I began to follow Jesus, it always involved with me sharing his love with others. Immediately he gave me the privilege to do the most important thing, and that's tell you about Jesus and his love, that you could tell someone else about his love, and to know it's not just for myself, but it is for everyone. He's no respecter of person. He's not slack to his promises. We must not be either. And as we lead people to Christ, they'll learn to lead people to Christ. And then our responsibility to embrace that privilege that he's given us now shows that we are following him, his great love, his great message, that he could be glorified, lifted up, and magnified here on earth as is already done in heaven. Let's talk Jesus. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for continually encouraging us to go to the next level. We pray, Lord, whether it's one or a million, that, Lord, you touch us differently than you ever have before because of our obedience to submit, by our willingness to decrease, and then by exercising our faith to let you blow up and be glorified, magnified, and lifted up in and through our lives. Have your way today, Heavenly Father God, like never before. Move like never before. Heal like never before. Transform like never before. Change like never before. As we rise to the occasion to worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your way tonight, and in Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. War. Remember, we talked about war as an established position of taking over territory. Remember, we talked about war as battling against rivalries. Remember, we talked about war. But the war of this world are the wars of carnality. but the wars of the spirit are spirituality. We're going to talk about two kingdoms tonight. Yes, you can write that down. We're going to talk about two kingdoms tonight, because you're either serving one or the other. There's no middle kingdom. There's no other kingdom. There is only two kingdoms that we have an opportunity to either serve. Oh, yeah, you're going to serve one or the other. One for our own selfish needs and the other because of our submission for the needs of others, that God is God. First kingdom is the kingdom of God. That place that was prepared for us. Remember John 14, when Jesus says, I go, that's kingdom language. That's kingdom vocabulary. I go to prepare a place for you. It's not like worldly. Worldly is like, well, maybe it could have, would have, should have, or hopefully. But kingdom says that his will be done. Kingdom says that it's heavenly on earth, because it's already done in heaven. That's kingdom language. That is kingdom economics. Then you have another kingdom, the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of mystery, the kingdom of blind sight. I like that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The kingdom of the world that takes everything that is not of God and tries to rule it by deception, tries to destroy it by confusion, and does everything in its power to kill, steal, and destroy the kingdom of God from being in me. Oh, it's a war, it's a war, it's a war. Not just to think that I'm fighting this and I'm fighting. The battle has already been won. And I know that the biggest battle that I fight, maybe it's just me, is myself. I am my biggest adversary. I battle me 24 hours a day. I'm winning the race, but it's not that I am not battling. And watch this. Being in battle with myself means I am ready to war against anything that is not of God. See, that's kingdom strategy, kingdom transformation, kingdom language, kingdom miracles, kingdom walk, kingdom praise, kingdom testimonies, kingdom truth. See, it takes a softening of our spirit to be willing to, first of all, remember we talked about this last week, you must first of all identify your own sin. You must identify your own issues. You must make the stand. Remember that line in the road, that place of no return. You, me, we are responsible to cross over. See, because those of us that live in the kingdom of world, it's okay, baby. You can come on over to the other side right now. Just believe that he sent his son. Believe that his son died for you. Believe that his son was raised for you. And believe that you will walk by faith and not by sight because of the son. And you are now on the other side. Oh, but it's going to take some work. See, we have to know that our belief, believing, produces the faith. See, and without faith, you cannot have hope. And without hope, you cannot trust God. See, those elements of kingdom assignments, of kingdom principles. See, that's the confidence that Christ dwells in me. Because it's no longer my mind, but it's the mind of Christ. Not the unknown, but the revealed prophetic word of God. See, we're equal to each other, but there is no equality in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And when you're in the kingdom, you know you serve one. Oh, but gracious God, he made a sacrifice that we can have a helper, a sacrifice that we can have the Son, that through him we can have a Father, a true Father that we no longer had to go through man, but had to spiritually kingdom principles. Go through the Son to get through the Father, but you cannot exclude the Holy Spirit must be in total agreement with you here in the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Somebody's going to preach that this weekend. The kingdom of earth here, I mean, the kingdom of heaven here on earth. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to talk about some areas of spiritual wisdom to understand kingdom. Oh, yeah, you cannot know. This is dynamic, because without knowing there is another kingdom, you think you're serving the right kingdom because you haven't identified the right kingdom. You're not you don't know the right kingdom because you don't spend time. Oh, no, I'm not trying to throw a rock. If I step on the toe, you know, shoe fits, wear it. But going to church on Sunday is not spending time. Oh, I'm going to get somebody now. Just calling here once a day is not enough time. Oh, yeah, you're doing a good job. Yes, you've been following. Yes, you've been committed. But that has nothing to do with spending kingdom time. See, kingdom time is 24 hours a day. 7 days, 52 weeks a year, 7 days a week. Continuously 24 hours a day, and understanding that every second, every minute, every hour belongs to Him. You know that song? You deserve it. Because we are not equal to God. God is so dynamic, but we have the ability to be equal to one another through obedience. And through that same obedience, that same love. And then that same love means commitment comes, because no longer am I in the mysterious, oh, that's the kingdom of the world. I am in the miraculous. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to read until the Lord changes that. We have a couple of key scriptures here that is going to really blossom where we're going. But watch what he says in verse 1. He says, and I, see, I can't tell you about nothing until I can tell myself and be willing to tell you what God has done for me. Watch this. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Little side note on there. How many of us are speaking and communicating to others, and it really has nothing to do with Jesus? Oh, I know we use His name. Oh, I know it's on the program, and I know, but are we really sharing Jesus? And when you share Jesus, you share the crucifixion of Jesus, because if someone doesn't know what was paid for them, how can they ever respect the gift that has been freely given? Just a question. I was with you in the weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with the persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Watch what he says right here in verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. See how willing you have to be, willing to just get out of the way and know it's been prepared, but not trying to identify or to categorize what He has done. But God, see, now when God moves, if I get five people just to shout out, but God, But God has revealed them to us through his what? Spirit. Oh, we talked about this on Saturday. That if you are not walking in the spirit, you are fulfilling the flesh. No ifs, ands, and buts. Remember, there is no middle ground. Some people say, oh, I just stay here in the middle and I'm going to be okay. There is, you will serve one or the other, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of this world. Now, here's a little important side note for you on this, is that God is jealous about his kingdom. God does not tolerate, oh, you think you are playing, you think you are slipping through, you think, I think that we are playing the game. But check this out. God is sovereign. God is righteous. No, you can't fool him, you can't trick him. If you can make it sound like that, smell like that, look like that, that does not mean God is in agreement with it, because it is not solely dedicated to him. God has nothing to do with it. Stop trying to put his name on it. And yes, see, revelation is when you know the outcome of the word of God, obey, follow. When you know the prerequisites, when you know the standards of what it costs. Oh, because you're just paying back for the cost that has already been paid. Because when you get to the place that's been prepared for you, oh, Jesus, when you're ready, you can just walk on in. Share with a friend of mine today. I say, man, that is one of the biggest things I do. I am preparing myself for the place. I'm looking just to go on and take my assignment and go to work. I'm going to be in a position where he looks at me and says, son, you did everything that you could to stay right. And I honor your honesty to repent when you knew you fault. But I know I will honor more that you got back up and continued to worship and praise me. Now, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not. I'm saying what my hopes and my desires are in my preparation. When he comes, that I'm doing everything I can to be ready, not caught off guard. Everything to be ready, not slipping, not trying to jump on your, not trying to blame it on you or blame it on them or make excuses. See, that's something else that we have to understand. God is not a God of excuses. See, so many of the things of the kingdom of the world have tried to contaminate the kingdom of God, but those things do not work together. It says that if you walk by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the kingdom of this world, the flesh. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Don't you know you need that relationship with the Spirit of God to be in war against the spirit of the world? Oh, Jesus. Oh, we go out. We think we all, oh, I've been prayed up. Oh, no. You need the Spirit. Side note 5, I was telling someone this morning. Oh, no, when I wake up in my mind, I'm already setting into assignment the things that are to come. I'm setting up roadblocks. I'm setting up a force field of the Spirit because I'm saying, God, protect me, lead me, let me follow you. So there is no harm, no danger, but there's one that may say, look at God, I want to go know that God, the true and living God, not through the man, but through the Spirit that the man is telling me I can have the same relationship with. Watch this. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes. The deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Ooh, Jesus. It's not on the outside. It is on the inside. Now, believe me, if you're in the kingdom of the world, you got a spirit of the world. But if you are in the kingdom of God, you are operating under nothing but the sovereignty of the Spirit of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. If you want to know what God has to say, spend time with his Spirit. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Come on, somebody, say, I am not in the kingdom of this world. We have not receive the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. I'm about to fall out up in here. Freely given to us by God. Stop trying to pay for it. Stop trying to take a loan on it. Lord, if you do, no, it's already been freely given. You got to freely receive, but not because of your needs and your wants and your desires and your agendas and the personality of the spirit of the kingdom of this world. Oh, yeah, we use the kingdom of this world real slick and try to bring it over. Disguise it like it's going to do something for the kingdom of God. God will not be mocked. Can't slip, pull a wool over his eyes. And the faster you, watch this, the faster you confess it, the faster that you decree it and declare it, the easier it is not to go back there so easily. It is so easy to fall into the wiles of this world. And the enemy, because of so much, watch this, so much controversy in the physical church, think he got wise on certain things. And yes, he's still fooling some. He's still tricking some. But if we speak it out and we preach it, folks will change. I was asked that question just yesterday. Why it is? I said, because we're not preaching it enough. Man, I hear you every day. That's not enough. Why are you not preaching it too? Oh, not my sermon, not your sermon, but his own sermon, that God is love, and without God, I'm nothing. I can't just do my own thing and expect God to still be there just because he created me. No, relationship means you are in sovereign position with God, not your will being done, not his will being done, but I mean, not your will being done, but his will being done right now through you. Nobody had to tell you to do it. Nobody had to call and remind you to do it. You didn't need a reminder in text. You didn't need a phone call. You didn't need an email on Facebook. You knew the time is when? Now. Oh, my God. If I'm not preaching to one out there, I know I am preaching to myself right now. These things, verse 13, these things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Comparing spiritual things with the spiritual. Oh, my God, stop trying to match what God has done on the outside and match it up in the spirit. See, the spirit knows the spirit. We meet people in the world and we try to confirm them through instead of going to the spirit first. I'm meeting people, I'm being connected to people, not because I'm making phone calls, not because I'm chasing down, not because I'm in the spirit. Oh, yeah, relationship with the spirit knows your thoughts, knows your desire, knows your needs, because it's no longer your needs, but it's the needs of God. See something happen in my life, don't say, oh, look, he's doing so good. No, I'm not. I am supplying the needs of God. Oh, yeah, some things are about to change. There's some things are about to elevate. And some things, you go, oh, he's doing such a good job. I'm just going to work. That in my elevation, I'm just getting closer to him. That I could do what he told me to do. When? Now. Oh, that's the whole purpose, is to be able to do what we're supposed to do right now. That's not a trip. That's not a food giveaway. Right now, what we're supposed to do is serve him. But we must serve him in the spirit. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. I must say that again. You think you are. It's not. God is requiring all of us, for they are foolish to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things. Oh, my God, say that again. He who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. See, the most important thing to really, really pay attention to and to focus on is, how do I get my mind right? Your mind can change everything. Your thoughts can set up everything. The words that come from your mouth come from the meditation of your what? Your heart. Where's your heart? It's in your mind. And if you're meditating on that, that is not the meditation of God. Because he's where? He's now in me. He's in me that I could now press towards the mark. I could stand, withstand, and stand against how many wiles of the enemy? We're talking about war. Against all the wiles of the enemy. Because with him, I could do what? How many things? All things. We'll make it very clean and simple. Without him, I'm a failure. Without him, I'm nothing. Without him, I might as well be dead. I'll say that again. Because without him, I might as well be dead. See, in him, there is life. And there is life more, come on, abundantly. And that sick and tired place is what separates you. To go over into the abundant love, into the kingdom of God. See, every day I'm pressing. Remember, I told you the battle is against myself. I'm the world that's in me. And yes, once I get out in the world, into the world's arena, of course the wiles of the enemy have a chance at me because I didn't win into their territory. But as long as you stay in the kingdom of God, oh, you are protected. Well, no. Hold on. Don't say it. If I'm fasting, you're protected in there. It ain't nothing ever going to happen wrong. No, it's going to happen. But now you know how to stand. Now you know how to go through with purpose. Now you know how to get on your knees and pray. Now you know how to believe and now have faith that you can now receive to achieve the Spirit of God moving through you. When? Yeah, again, when? Right now. I need thee, right now. I need thee I need him every second. Within that hour, there are minutes, there are seconds. I need him every second, every centimeter of a second. That the time with God is righteous. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. He said, none. But if I spend time with him, oh, it can flow on me. That anointing can drop down on me. And that I can feel the glory of God moving through me. See, when you know how to operate in the Spirit of God, your first reaction is the Spirit of God. I'm going to say that again. When you know how to operate in the Spirit of God, your first reaction is the Spirit of God. Oh, you see, you're growing now. Not that evil thought. You know how to put that out right away. You don't belong here. Oh, you didn't get no attention to it. Oh, no. You don't belong here. You don't fit this. You're not of the same culture. You're not speaking the same language because you're not of the kingdom of God. I see another kingdom. Might be Jane or Joe or Mike, that kingdom. No, you must go because I will serve. I will walk. I will, watch this, worship the kingdom of God. Seven steps. Just write these right now quick before we're ready to close. See, when you see the activation of the mind of Christ in you, you automatically know, number one, you're in transformation. When you've gotten to the kingdom of God, you know now, number two, you understand the language. When you now operate by kingdom principles, you know, number three, that miracles are operating in and for your favor right now. Because the kingdom of God, number four, will design you to walk worthy. The kingdom of God will elevate you to a place of praise. The kingdom of God will allow you to testify. See, not a testimony. There's a difference between a testimony and you testifying. A testimony is, well, I did this. Thank you, Lord. I was bad. I'm telling you, but I got saved. No, but to testify is to say, Jesus is real. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Stop hitting that person. You cannot beat them no more. You better quit that. That's against the law. See, that is, oh my God, testifying. So now the kingdom of God is number seven. Nothing but truth. Oh yeah, the truth hurts, family. But the truth will set you free. kingdom of God versus the kingdom of this world. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today for your word. Lord, we thank you that you have spoken clearly. Lord, we thank you that we have received you honorably. But Heavenly Father God, we just dedicate and decree that we will change, rearrange, and be transformed by our minds constantly in you. We thank you for every listener today live. We thank you for every archive listener. We thank you for every internet listener. We thank you for every prayer warrior, every covenant partner that's connected with this network, the ministry, our business ventures, and everything else. I don't have to call a name. God knows I'm putting them all out there, that we continue to grow closer to you, that we can serve you together, that we can bless those that need to be blessed, heal those that need to be healed, deliver those that are waiting to be delivered. And we thank you today. Right now, Lord, we open up the portion room, and I give the first offering. Take it all. I had whatever abundance I have left over, and you bless me today, I give it freely. I can make it to tomorrow. Ask all other covenant partners to give now freely, and now we pray for healing. I want to particularly pray for Carol Morris. She sent me a text earlier. I want to particularly pray for Carol Morris against all sickness, not just one. The enemy is working in every area of any area of all areas to try to defeat. You will not be defeated, Carol Morris. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And we now disperse you into the portion room, into God's bosom, that he heals you, delivers you, and sets you free right now from all pain, all dizzy spells, all high blood pressure incidents. That you are now free and free indeed in your spirit. We pray for all of our covenant partners. We pray for all of the healed, all of the sick, all of the deaf, all of the blind. But we pray for the minds of the people of God, that he will set free the minds and give them the mind of Christ, that they can do all things in that same name, Jesus Christ. We thank you today. We praise you today. And we magnify you today. In Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, come on, if you can say it with me, say amen, 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 amen. Well, family, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. This has been Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. We pray that you were blessed with this word, and we just thank God for you. Know that you are loved, know that you are honored, and know that you are appreciated. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
clap your hands, it's a wrap.